This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I was a little incensed. All right, I'm already dealing with Truth Social to my left. No, sorry.
Jeez. Truth Social.
No, that's not it.
Yeah, you've been watching a little bit too much of a news channel.
I didn't know. The Truth Finder? No? No? Well, which one is it?
As many times you said it yesterday, I'm shocked you don't remember.
That was yesterday.
We are the station's truth broker. That's what we are.
Truth broker.
We broker in the truth.
You broker in truth. So,
yeah,
I've already got you there. And Jake today in our pre-show pitched the idea of like, well, how much credit are the Browns really going to get? Because, you know, the Bengals have week one struggles because people are now expecting the Browns to win. I'm like, that's not how this goes.
It's not how this goes.
If you are a 5.5-point dog, I will give you your flowers on Monday if you win. It doesn't matter if I think that week one is going to lead to the next 17 weeks of glory. That's not what this is about. If you at home are a 5.5-point dog, and all anyone can say is that the Bengals are going to have fun on Sunday because this is their Super Bowl, then I will give you your flowers and then some.
For sure.
I'll actually feel better winning than if you were the favorite at home in this game.
And based off of how hard I've gone with the idea that Joe Burrow versus even in this prime Joe Flacco, nonetheless a 40-year-old Joe Flacco, not the mismatch the Browns want, I have to give even more credit, I would imagine.
Well, and
I'll be very impressed if they get the job
done. Have we mentioned that Kevin Stefanski is September Stefanski? Have we talked about how he's had some good starts to the season previously?
Yeah, he's had some good starts to the season. We've had enough sample size of him having some wonky starts too.
Well, no, if it's October, November, December, we'll see. But September, that's where Kevy cooks.
I'm thinking about that Ravens game a few years ago. I'm thinking about the Dallas game last year.
That was 2 years ago, and that was last year.
What about
the other times that support my argument?
Yeah, exactly. Now, we have enough evidence that Stefanski's basically a mixed bag. Zach Taylor, not a mixed bag, though. Zach Taylor is just trash when it comes to the first 2 weeks of the season historically.
He's
1-11 in the first 2 weeks of the season.
All I've heard is 1-11. I was like, he's only been the head coach for like 6 seasons. And then I heard somebody go, in the first 2 weeks, and I'm like, I feel less dumb now.
Did you feel more dumb then?
Nope.
You feel less dumb after that?
Not beating those charges.
I feel more dumb. Okay. No. But the point is, you get a lot of credit. The Browns get a bunch of credit if they get a win in this one. But I'd be shocked if anybody was trying to take that away from them. It's just, it's not changing the long season expectations.
No, it's not. But, when we start getting to, we've talked both about, Joe Flacco's math problem. About the second you get a loss, it's going to start feeling like there's going to build that pressure of Dylan Gabriel. Honestly, if they were to lose and Joe throws two picks on Sunday, I'm expecting somebody to call for Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders on Monday.
I'm expecting some Shador Sanders calls. I don't know that people are going to be that Like, hey, let's get Dylan up here.
I think there are more Gabriel
unless they're just being
Gabriel
rational
guys.
And just understanding that the only way to get to Shador is through Gabriel, so we have to do the call-up Gabriel thing.
I think you're underestimating how many people like Dylan Gabriel because his name isn't Shador Sanders.
Maybe I am.
His name is Anthony Lima. He hosts from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
And I want to meet those people. I've met Lima. I want to shake his hand. I want to find out why. Easy I want to find out why he's so interested in Dylan Gabriel.
By the way, I don't know that he is a Gabriel guy. I'm just guessing. He's gone too hard in the paint against Shador. I'm just Switzerland.
Huh.
So I've said some good things about Shador. I've said some bad things about Shador. But we remain neutral.
I don't know. I tend to think Lima is just... I think he thinks that for a fifth-round pick, it just became overblown. But there's some belief there from Lima with Shador.
But this is Joe Flacco's best chance to steal a win and stay ahead of this. I think this is the easiest defensive matchup you're going to get in the first 6 weeks of the season. I think your great hope, other than this one, is that the Steelers are old, like they show their age on defense, or
the Bengals.
I'm talking about like.
Oh, you mean after this and the actual
maybe
season.
The
okay.
Lions still take a minute to get right because
maybe,
they don't again, have anybody I, other I said, than Aiden Hutchinson.
I said the Vikings yesterday. Maybe
that's
it's
a
just
good
the
defense,
idea.
Though. That's like a really good defense.
The Lions?
No, the Vikings.
The Vikings. Well, yeah, it was incredible last year. They led the league in takeaways last year on the defensive side of the ball. Now they lost a couple pieces of that, but JJ McCarthy might be just absolute booty cheeks. We just don't know.
Well, yeah, but I'm thinking
like he's a mixed bag. He's a mystery.
I'm thinking more from the Joe side of things, which, you know, in the first 6 weeks, this is the worst defense he's going to face.
So the team that had led the league in interceptions last year, I believe they had 33 when it was all said and done. Not a great recipe for a quarterback that throws a bunch of interceptions.
Yeah. Wait, who you're talking about the Vikings still?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah. But I'm specifically on Sunday. That's why, like, for me... And this is why it's so important. Like, not only is this best Joe Flacco's best chance to steal a win.
Yeah,
they got to let Joe cook. And I know that there's some ebbs and flows. There's some risk there. If you turn Joe Flacco into like Brian Hoyer at his peak, I don't think you're going to win.
No,
I think Joe's got to throw at least 30 times on
yes.
Sunday for you to win this game. And I will tell you, that's where my kernel of doubt comes on Sunday, because I think Kevin is so hell-bent on never turning the ball over that he's going to handcuff Joe.
If you don't get Joe this Sunday to really ball out, I'm going to worry whether you're ever going to see it again. Like even last year, and we mentioned how his passer rating was actually pretty decent. It matched Aaron Rodgers' passer rating last year, oddly enough. But last year, he had losses to Jacksonville. He had losses to the Giants. He had games against really bad teams that he...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just did nothing against.
216-474-0092. Want to hear from you guys today. Again, all show long, we want your season predictions. We want your predictions for Sunday. We want to hear your bold predictions for guys in this roster. And let's go with Josh in Wycliffe. Welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Oh, well, no country for men. No. Anyway, yeah, it was fun. Anyway, you guys you know, Nick, you picked them 3-5. You know, I'm a 10-win guy. I'm not doom and gloom. I see a lot of upside in this team. Yeah, because, you know, just because Deshaun's gone and because, you know, our kicker's gone, thank God. You know, and, you know, that's at least one more win right there with the kicker. And then, you know, they didn't play hard, you know, for Deshaun. And we're decent, you know, and they're going to really, you know, I think the defense is stout. But, you know, I guess it does depend on the health of the defensive backfield.
But the line is going to be, like it always is, top 10, you know. And, you know, with the linebackers now, you got you still got Jerome Baker, too, and that ain't bad. I don't know. I just wondered about you, though. I mean, if they do beat the Bengals, right, does that mean you change to a 4-6 prediction? I mean, or do you just stick at 3-5?
I don't think you get to, like, I don't think you get to evolve it as the season goes on, because then you could just always be right if you're just constantly changing your predictions throughout
the
season.
Or, like, if you said, like, three different predictions in the two weeks before.
That would be another way of doing it.
Yeah, we would say that's, like, if you maybe went from like or flip-flopping.
Yeah, if you went from, like, four wins to maybe, just an example, four wins to then maybe six wins.
Yeah, because you talked to Jeff Garcia.
To then, like, eight wins this morning. Like, just a random
like
example.
Like a hypothetical, certainly not a specific
not
example.
A specific one at all.
So but never do that.
If that was something that you did, then you can look back in like 5 months from now and be like, well, I said six wins. They finished with six wins.
Yeah, Josh, I will tell you. Week 18, I'm going to tell you what their record's going to be.
Yeah, that's right. We will in week 18. Yeah. We'll be able to really stamp that one home within a one-game margin, by the way.
In fairness, Josh, it's a great question. 18. I think it's hack if you give away a season prediction before December. That's just me, all right? I'm just a purist when it comes to predictions there. But no, I mean, I think that's where we're getting ahead of ourselves. Like, I hate football axioms and I hate football cliches.
Oh, yeah, give me one here.
But this is this is the first game up, and this is the first test that you have to pass. And if you do that, well, then you have another opportunity. September is full of opportunities to prove us wrong. That's about as early as I'm going to go ahead and flip-flop at any point is at the end of September after you've gotten four games deep.
Exactly right.
We had a listener just come in. And there's
I wish I didn't laugh.
I think he left in shame.
He walked in
because there's a rally house
it's a
bowl
dog
of water.
Bowl. Yeah, and so it's nice. Dogs can come in and they get a little, you know, sip of water.
Or that's for Mac, too, if he wants it.
It's more than welcome,
it's really
Mac.
For whoever's thirsty.
They'll refill it.
Honest.
It's more than
no
fine.
There's no shame. And he just booted it.
And, well, he then fist bumped us, and that was the sad part.
Yeah.
Because then he probably
did
come in to say
away.
Hi, and then he was just too embarrassed. And now for the next, I don't know, 6 months when he turns on the radio, he'll be like, I got a chance to meet those guys, and all I did was kick over a water bowl in excitement.
The worst part is he was follically challenged, and there's so much more of you to see the shade of red you turn when you're embarrassed. But he was very nice.
He was really nice.
Really wonderful.
Just a brief interaction. He seemed
Mac,
really nice.
The part that I feel really bad about is the fact that he also then pulled on a push door. Immediately after, so
that's a tough one.
Well, he was already embarrassed.
That was a panic mode.
He was already very,
well,
very.
You know what? We're gonna strike that one from the record. Never happened. He pushed a push door. That's what I saw, at least. All right. After the first bit of humiliation, everything that happens after it never happened.
That's
in my
very
opinion.
Kind of you.
216-474-0092. Don and Jeremy, you guys stick right there. We'll get to you. Is this the best game for Joe Flacco to steal a win? And will they let Joe cook on Sunday? If they don't, it might be one of the things. Like, losing's not going to make me happy. But one of the things that might enrage me is not letting Joe Flacco cook. We've also got quick hits coming up in the next segment on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.